Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Chewing some chicken skin over here. Sorry. The skin? Well, it was on a piece of chicken I'd put in there. Chicken skin is what we used to call the taint when I was in high school. So when I'm saying I'm chewing chicken skin, I always think of that. That's your taint there, Craig. Chicken skin. You feel it. Okay. It feels like chicken skin.
All right.
Well, it feels like hairy chicken skin. Good morning.
You got to trim that.
How you doing, Craig? Too. Oh, yeah. I go into the undercarriage big time. How you doing, Craig? I finally saw a commercial for manscaping, too. I mean, you don't. It's something we all do now, but over the years. But it was an actual commercial for manscaping, and you get a manscaping kit.
There's a razor,
yeah.
Like an electric shaver thing they get.
Yeah, it's the first time I'd ever seen it, really. I mean, I know we've always used it, but this is actually made, and it says, and the commercial was for manscaping.
Well, the brand is Manscaped, I think.
It is. I think it's manscaped.com.
Yeah, I don't know how the clipper is any different than one you'd use on your face.
I don't know. I guess it's because you could keep these clippers away from your face if they've been on your balls.
Yeah.
It's by separate ones for your balls.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I think that
place needs to send us about 5 of them.
Yes, they should.
Because
we just plugged them.
We would use it.
Oh, I'd use it in a heartbeat.
We would use it.
Yeah, I'd even advertise that. I could think of 60 seconds. We could do 60 seconds every day of shaving our balls.
Oh,
you
yeah.
think?
We do anyway.
But I don't feel the need.
Yeah.
This may blow our endorsement deal to have a ball separate razor.
Well.
If somebody gave you one.
Yeah, I'd use it.
Because the clippers I have now work just fine. The razor I have now works fine.
Yeah. But I think it'd be a good gift for somebody, ladies. Get your man a ball scaper.
Valentine's Day is on the way.
It is on the way. And if you're not broke up yet, that means you're probably going to have to make it through then. Because people don't want to break up right before Valentine's Day. That's rude.
That's a message gift, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, a lot of people
here
do.
You hairy ape.
You need this.
It's like buying a woman a landscaper down there.
A lot of people do want to break up before
Valentine's
Day.
Don't.
No, Craig reported.
They do, but it's close now. I think you're getting too close to break up now.
Well, this is a divorce month.
That's divorce month, right?
Yeah,
which is also the same thing.
Post-holidays. January is always a big...
But the phony Valentine's Day is coming up.
Ask any divorce lawyer. This is a busy month for him.
What day is Valentine's Day? Because I pity the guys.
The 14th.
thank you, Puss. I pity the guys actually have to do something that night. That is so lame.
Friday.
Oh, it's a Friday.
Is it?
Good luck getting a reservation then.
So get one now?
Yeah. Well, just don't go out.
It might even be too late.
It might be. Yeah. Or find a girlfriend. Speaking of finding a girlfriend, I saw a Twitter feed that said that... We already knew this because he did get married, though, that Tebow finally had sex.
No.
That was a headline.
I don't think they're married yet.
They are married.
Yeah,
okay.
Tebow, that means he had sex.
Eh.
The headline said Tebow finally had sex, and it would look like something that you could read.
They're assuming.
Yeah, they're assuming
because they got married.
What is he, 34?
Whatever.
33, maybe?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
You wasted all those years just tugging it?
32.
No.
What do you think? No,
he wasn't spilling his seed on the ground.
No, I know he's a faux religious dude, but that, I'm sure he was tugging it.
What passage of the Bible says you're not supposed to do that?
Tug it?
Yeah.
Thou shalt not tug. I think it's in
that was in the spilling of seed on the ground.
Right, that was it, yeah. I remember you guys telling me that.
Is that Old Testament?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty Old Testament.
Well, who does it on the ground? That's kind of weird.
If you're outside, what are you supposed to do?
Still the belly.
Yeah, just keep a tissue handy. Yeah. Or a towel. Or a sock.
They got that wrong. Yeah, nobody spills it on the ground.
They didn't have any sweat socks back in the Bible
days.
Maybe
they didn't masturbate standing up outside back in the day. That's a good point. Or a point.
He got married to former Miss Universe Demi Lee Nell Peters.
Sure, she's a pig.
They were engaged last year, married Monday night in Cape Town, South Africa.
All right. That's where she's from, right? Miss Universe.
Sure.
She's not American. I know that. So, yeah. I wonder if she was a virgin.
I'm sure.
Nah. I don't think he demanded that.
Everybody.
I just... Oh, there you go, Craig. That's a good
Thank
one.
You.
Toot, toot.
Todd, I'm sorry that you are lamenting your lack of audible farts. I know. I went through a period where I was lamenting my lack of audible farts, and this is
when you were sick.
No. Even before that, you know, when you were most prolific.
I know. I haven't been. I don't know why. I mean, I still do it.
When you were most prolific, no, I was bummed too that I couldn't come up with something to rival anything like that.
Prolific and actually sound and stench. For a while there, I was. I don't know what to. I'm not eating any different than I did for years anyway. I mean, good and bad, depending on the day.
But I can fart. I just can't make the noises that
You don't fart loud at home ever?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm capable.
It must be your system in the morning is not ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we have the same seats.
Well, we're not sitting beside each
other. No, actually, Tyler's is different.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
See, because mine's...
Yeah, well, if you lift your butt up...
Yeah, but mine's a cloth seat, so it tends to absorb the noise.
His is cloth, too. Yeah. It's a little different, though.
So is mine.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with acoustics. Right. Maybe.
Maybe you just have a bit of decorum in the morning, and you're not going to do that.
No.
You lift your ass cheek up,
right,
man.
That's not it at all.
Decorum.
There's no decorum.
That's not
too disgusting that these proceedings. That's Niedermeyer's line. Decorum.
That's not it at all. No.
Not decorum.
The United States Postal Service is unveiling its new Celebrate Forever stamp. I think I'm enjoying this. I'm
just
glad
balloons
doing
and
this.
Confetti kind of?
Yep.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Going to be available next month. Perfect for birthdays, retirement, or a new job.
Yeah. Or a collection.
Yeah, I'll get some as soon as I run out of my Scooby-Doo stamps.
I got frogs. I got frogs. Or something. Yeah. Well, the lady always says, what do you want? I go to like a package place and I go, whatever you got. There's American flags. There's frogs. I said, give me one of each. I don't know why the frogs are out there, but, you know, I got a whole bunch of frogs on my stamp right now.
That's a good day when someone says, we got American flags and frogs. What do you want? Yeah, give me one of each.
One of each. That's what I said to the lady.
Well, they commission people to make the paintings, to design stamps.
Yeah.
People make a living off of that.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Like the
frogs.
Like the guy from Fargo.
Right.
Like he painted some mallards.
Oh, really?
Right. Last night. Mm.
Aaron Hernandez's lawyer is speaking out over his displeasure.
And you nailed that, Craig, man. You nailed that. I have not watched the documentary yet because I think it's going to be sad, but everybody tells me how good it is. But I've also read some stories where it's poor me. I had a bad childhood, I got into trouble, and I murdered people, but poor me. And that's what I've read from some critics saying it's a little bit lenient on like, he killed people, but he had a rough life.
Well, that's what I heard.
Yeah, if it's that, I'll be pissed.
Also spinning in like the possibility of him being gay.
He was gay.
Was what drove him to be a murdering son bitch.
Oh, that's crap too, because he was gay, they said.
I think there's a lot of gay people who haven't murdered.
Most.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lame. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that angle is apparently is right. Woven in there as well.
Yeah, the criticism I've heard is it makes them out to be too sympathetic.
So that would piss me off if I'm reading it. But, you know, people say it's still good.
It's called Killer Inside, the Mind of Aaron Hernandez. His lawyer, his attorney, Jose Baez, told TMZ reporters that Hernandez's suicide had nothing to do with his sexuality, as the documentary suggested. He made it clear that CTE had a major role in pushing the star towards suicide, said he suffered from CTE since childhood.
Well, the rest of his life in jail, too, might have committed a suicide. Because he wasn't getting out, ever.
How's he suffered from CTE since childhood?
Just wrestling in the backyard with his kid. I don't know. Who knows? No, I don't really care what that lawyer has to say.
Where did he play ball? Florida?
He was there with Tebow.
But he was a New England. That's right. He was a New England guy. He's from, like, Connecticut, I believe.
He was there with Herb and Tebow.
And the Pouncey Boys.
Late. What, 07, 08?
Yeah, the Pouncey Boys show up at that club afterwards when he first got arrested with free Tebow. Yeah, they made it. That was a guy we shouldn't have backed.
Oh, he did all that stuff.
That's right.
Never mind.
And the Pounceys, from what I read, are both really, really upstanding dudes now, but that was a bad choice for them to wear those shirts. That's just backing their bud.
Sometimes you got to cut bait on old friends.
Yes, you do. Even when they don't murder people. Just when they're idiots.
Just when they're...
Well, yeah, we've all done that.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Public officials in Richmond, Virginia, are praising local and federal law enforcement for keeping the peace at Monday's gun rights rally.
I don't care where you are on the spectrum of this, but the morons with the guns were just... Do you see those idiots?
Yeah.
What they look like? Oh my God, what a bunch of freaking idiots. Just big fat boys with big strapped-on machine guns. Join the army.
Protecting themselves against themselves.
Oh, there was just an interview to some of them, and they were exactly what you thought they were.
Were they all like that?
Yes.
There weren't any pictures? Normal dudes? No, the pictures
I saw. They were all strapped with machine guns and sniper rifles and helmets. Look at Augie Smith's tweet. He goes, is this the Benny Hill you want to land on? Because there was a guy that looked like Benny Hill.
I had to look this one up. I saw this was from our buddy Michael Malone. He retweeted a bunch of pictures of it. He said, what are they gearing up to battle? Type 2 diabetes?
No, Todd, they were overwhelmingly exactly what you thought they were. And I know you're a gun guy, but these guys were idiots.
No, I just wanted to.
And they all had machine guns, which you don't need.
They were selected in their photography because they picked a bunch of guys with their bulletproof vests.
That's all were there. That was there. They were outside.
Those are the guys that couldn't get into the gate.
They couldn't get in the gate.
Oh.
Right.
So these are all people that are hanging out outside.
They were just on the outside, guys, because they couldn't get in the gate because the governor said we can't have these inside the Capitol grounds, which makes sense.
But
at least there was no violence, and that's good.
They did arrest one guy for wearing a mask.
Yeah. A lot of the counter-protesters were afraid of the guys with guns, which I would be too.
Right.
That's why they think there wasn't any violence. Because the counter-protesters said, if these idiots just showed up with machine guns, we ain't gone. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't go.
Yeah, I just don't get what they're protesting.
They're not. No, they're afraid. Oh, because they're really, really afraid of their guns being taken away, Todd. And they interviewed a couple of them. Yeah, it's my right. So why do you have why are you strapped with everything? And the guy goes, well, it's my right. I'm thinking, well.
And fine. Nobody's stopping
you. Your right to go to the dentist, too, dude. Why don't you try that? This particular guy. So No, they're convinced they're taking away their guns.
I know.
And that just drives me crazy.
And we're never going to get rid of that mindset.
No, we're not. We're not.
Because somebody's always going to continue that narrative.
Exactly. And make money off these douchebags.
But I'm not afraid. I'm pretty sure I'll get to keep my gun.
Your refrigerator's afraid, though.
That's okay now.
I think there's some PTSD in your fridge.
Gone through a lot of training since. And the fridge has gone through a lot of counseling. Yeah. Everything's good.
You're not going to let that go, are you?
Of course not. It's the best story ever.
Is it?
One of the best. The tired fighter's gun through his floor and hit the fridge accidentally.
And now I'm pretty much all out of secrets. I've told you everything.
We got other ones.
Pretty much absolutely everything.
Yeah, we got too many we can't reveal. Nobody's business.
Yeah.
Some things are nobody's business.
They're pretty much all out there.
Yeah. A lot of them are, right?
And our business is their business.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
And we can blame ourselves for that, since we share and share.
Yeah.
People expect us to share everything, and we put ourselves in that position.
Japanese woman says she was forced to take a pregnancy test before boarding a flight from Hong Kong to Saipan. 25-year-old Midori Nishida was traveling to visit her parents on the U.S. Pacific Island. She was chosen at random for a fit-to-fly check by Hong Kong Express Airways. She was forced to take a pregnancy test in the airport bathroom before she was let back on the plane.
Why?
They say it was part of their effort to weed out birth tourism concerns, where expecting women give birth in certain destinations to make their babies eligible for U.S. citizenship. The trend is especially tracked in Saipan, as more tourists than residents have given birth in the Northern Mariana Islands over the last tracked year. They apologized to Nishida, whose test was negative, and said, we're going to rethink this way of doing things.
Yeah, pee on this is not cool. It's kind of intrusive, you know.
So, that's it. You might just be pregnant. What is it about her that made them think she might just be pregnant?
Yeah. Sniffed her out.
Is that how you do that?
A dog can do it, probably.
How do you spot that?
I don't know. Usually it's a belly.
Yeah, they might have dogs for that.
Right.
Little fetus sniffing dogs. But they should applaud that because they're not aborting their babies.
That's right. Tomorrow, Craig, remember, get a prayer ready to go. Call your dad. Of course, your dad's cool, so don't give
him. How long does it take to
pray away abortion?
Take effect, though. If we start praying tomorrow, will it end tomorrow?
Let's get a hold of the governor. He loves us. Let's ask him. What kind of policy is that, praying away abortion from a governor of a state?
Immediate results?
That has women's rights, by the way. There are women's rights. Well, last time I checked, our wives and daughters have rights in this state.
Well, Craig always tells me when you pray, sometimes God says no.
Yeah.
Sometimes the answer is no.
Yeah, I love that line. No, we're going to have abortion.
No, my plate's full.
That's right. Sometimes the answer is no.
Yeah.
Out of Carrolltown, Texas, I'm kind of amused by this.
I don't think God says it like that.
He does, yeah. Can we pray away abortion?
No.
Amused by this, out of Carrolltown, Texas, police are looking for vandals who damaged a car and hope to find them with prints lifted from the slices of cheese that they left behind. On the social media platform TikTok, using the hashtag Cheese Challenge, people are filming themselves throwing cheese slices on babies, motorcyclists, even moving cars. Police say it's not necessarily a crime, but the case they're investigating involved more damage to a car, and the cheese helped them identify a culprit just because of the fingerprints that were left behind on the cheese.
I eat peck of cheese.
Individual wrapped slices?
It must be, yeah.
That they're throwing around?
Yeah, it must be.
Because that would be more convenient.
Where's my cheese?
Peck of cheese.
Be sitting at home having to slice up a block of cheese just to toss around.
Well, this is that individual crafts, probably.
Yeah.
That's the stuff you're going to waste.
The American cheese. Yeah.
You're not going to throw some good cheese at somebody. That'd be stupid.
Yeah, that would be a shame.
Otherwise, it's fine throwing cheese.
Yes, if it doesn't come in individually challenge. Individually wrapped slices, it's not for throwing.
Yeah. Did you throw cheese at me?
No, the big blocks of cheese are made to wear on your head.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's what we've...
They're retired for the year.
That's what we've learned.
You're done.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's spilled out into other parts of society.
What?
Like, Wisconsin fan wears cheese on his head.
They shouldn't.
The Badgers have nothing to do with cheese.
No,
that's not right.
That's not
Badgers
right.
Badgers may like cheese.
Oh, of course they do.
I think all animals.
Not all Wisconsin. I've seen a few, but you shouldn't do that. That's a Packer thing only.
Yeah. All animals.
Brewers
like
fans
cheese.
Should not wear it. Only they put it. I don't think Brewers fans are wearing cheese in their head.
They have big beer mug hats at Brewers games.
That'd be cool. A big beer mug hat.
I don't watch
beer is a hat. We've all worn that.
I don't watch the Milwaukee Bucks. Is there any cheese present in the Milwaukee Bucks
I've
game?
Seen
I don't think so.
If the Celtics are playing, we'll watch them. And I see that dude. They're really good. They're good again this year because that dude with
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, he Lapalopoulos or something like that. Yeah, his name goes around in a circle on his back.
Yeah, it starts at the waistline of his shorts and goes up and around.
I think this guy even stops when he has to spell that. But I haven't seen cheese at Bucks games because that'd be a pain in the ass sitting there trying to watch a basketball game. Some guy with a big cheese in front of your head.
Yeah. But I know you see him at Wisconsin football games.
Yeah, you do once in a while.
I saw a commercial over the weekend. I forget what it was for, like credit card or something, where the lady's at a Bears game and she's got the big bear head on goes up to the concession stand. She gets two and one for, you know, the kids there. And she's the little girl's got a little bear head on and, you know, teach the next generation. I'm going, teach the next generation to get hated by the guy behind them,
that's
too.
That's pretty rude, man.
Don't wear a big giant hat at the game.
Nope.
You're just blocking somebody's view.
Well, I think that cheese hat blocks a lot of you, too, I'll be honest
with
you.
It's pretty low profile.
Yeah.
It's pretty low profile.
But if the guy's really, really tall in front of you, you're screwed either way.
It still makes you 6 inches taller.
Right.
I mean, but it's
and it makes your head wider if that's possible for a Packer fan. The cheese is wider than your head.
Much.
It's a tri-corner, basically, right?
Yeah. Like the guy that would dress up as St. Vince at the Packers game and wear the big Pope hat.
Right.
I mean, that guy had to be hated by the guy right behind him.
Yeah, I'm punching that
guy in the head. Several rows behind him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And he probably had season tickets, and those guys probably had season tickets, so every game they had to stare at St. Vince's hat.
I have a buddy who, I think he's retired it since, but he would get on TV every once in a while at Arizona State games because he wore this giant sombrero. I keep telling him, I would hate to be the guy sitting behind you.
Right.
If I go to a game, I'm sitting in front of you.
Or beside you, for that matter. Sombrero's probably knocking into the people next to him.
I'm sure it is. But usually there's plenty of room at Sun Devil Stadium, so you don't have to worry about that.
Well, I know that guy you're talking about. He's kind of an ass, so
I'd put
he would
chips
do that.
Around. Yeah. I'd put chips around his head.
You know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, fill it up with guac and chips, and then you make friends with everybody.
There's a guy... A little person in a Mexican restaurant, Todd and I were at years ago, that had guac on his hat and chips around the hat, and he'd walk around each table.
That was at a restaurant in Cancun.
In Cancun, right.
Yeah.
They didn't care that everybody...
Salsa, guacamole, and chips.
It was a job.
All on the brim of his sombrero.
It was... Yeah.
Yeah, and he was a little guy.
Yeah.
And I was tripping on acid.
Yeah.
So it was kind of freaky.
Oh. Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, I believe that's the last time I've tripped on acid.
Yeah, you did that night.
Because
and we were in a purple dune buggy, too.
We were.
Yeah.
Oh. I recall laying in the median, looking at the stars.
Ah, just stupid.
That's a good idea.
Man. We're crossing the street, and I...
It's a good idea to rent a purple dune buggy and drive into Old Town Cancun hammered, which I was on. I was driving.
Yeah. We were walking across the street to go to...
I got a picture of purple dune buggy. It's excellent, man.
Senior Frogs or some tourist place, and I just felt the urge to lie down and look at the sky.
Yeah.
Right. And I can see that.
Did that dune buggy
talk
like the...
Hey, that was a long time ago. What, the dune buggy what?
Did that dune buggy talk like the Hanna-Barbera cartoon?
It was a purple dune buggy with lime green roll bar.
It did. Let's ask Todd. It did if you were tripping.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
oh, no, I
sense.
Wasn't tripping. I was just drinking.
Yeah. You know who else talked a lot when he was tripping was me.
He did.
I did. I recall running into... There was a couple from Omaha.
Right.
And I was just chewing their ear off.
That's like you.
Yeah, it's a little person with a big sombrero hat with the cheese and then guac in the top of it and chips around the sides. And you would just walk to your table and you'd eat something.
Normally,
off his freaking head.
The hallucinogens.
And there was nothing, nobody said, hey, this is probably not appropriate. But
is this
nobody,
humiliating somebody?
It didn't matter. It was the 90s in Cancun and nobody cared. You guys probably making a good living doing that.
Probably not.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.